Greetings from the midst of the wide open window. There's a topic following from our previous explorations of insight, namely on the purification of our being, further the purification of our interaction, that follows. On the matter of purity in and of itself, its importance as to why we talk about purity. We've touched on it briefly, but it is a concern that deserves deeper, more thorough attention because it is a vital concern. Okay? We're talking about overall purity, purity in the different aspects of our lives, of our being, but in here specifically, we are looking at purity of intention, right? Purity of intention. Intention underlies volition or desire, decisions, etc., etc. And in all of our actions, in all of our, even our thoughts, intention is what matters. Intention is the very first thing to establish and to ensure is of a pure origin and leads to purity. Pure intentions lead to pure thoughts, pure speech, pure actions. Okay? And there is in here, through the cultivation of purity, there is a certain pristinity that will be attained. In some traditions, they would call such a state saintliness, sainthood, and so on. Someone who is entirely pure and pristine, like unto an innocent child in their actions, without the scheming, conjecturing, distorting frame of mind that we adult human beings generate over time in order to turn the flux of this world into our advantage, transform it to our subjective liking. So, childlike innocence is the basis of the pristine power of purity that we are exploring in today's discussion. Now, this purity is the seed and the very beginning, and it is also the achievement, the very end of the process, and it is also the driver of our evolution in between. Purity is the beginning, the middle, and the end of all things. Now, there is much that people do, that one might do, mechanically engaging in diverse kinds of practice and cultivation without purity. Without purity as the forerunner, without purity as the pioneer opening the field. And they might achieve some results that are transitory, because these results are not rooted on a pure soil, in a pure media. The media itself, the terrain is shaky, the terrain is polluted, and as such, subject to deformation and the compromise of our ability, or the distortion of our ability. In here, purity is the force that clears the road for us and ensures that our cultivation that follows will lead to a lasting accomplishment, and further an accomplishment that is beneficial for you and for every other living being, all animate and inanimate things in this existence. They will all benefit from the purity you cultivate. Okay? This purity is a clearing force. We have in our bodies, our minds, including in our energetic body, any number of congestions, blocks, knots that we need to disentangle. And this disentanglement happens through purity, the purification of our basis and our intention. Now, why is that? Because these obstacles are born of our wrong intention, born of our selfish intention, born of decisions we have made with an unwholesome desire underlying. We ourselves are the creators of all the obstacles on the path. There is no other. You unto yourself, me unto myself. We are the individuals responsible. There is no other agency. There is no Satan that would be whispering into your ear and forcing you to do things unless you are compliant. Compliant. How? Compliant by the medium of your selfishness. That is your vulnerability, your separation, assertion of this individual over and above all other things. These are your receptor, these are your vulnerability, and this is why there is an evil whispering in your ears, leading you to temptation. Who is whispering? It is you unto yourself, and the rotten roots, the foul foundations that you have planted, that generate this morbid echo that leads you into a bad direction. You unto yourself are the one who is responsible both for your condition and the path forward. Okay? Now in here, when we cultivate purity, and along with purity, we engage in a range of activities and a range of practices. Suppose, for example, in here I am clearing garbage from my mind, including tensions that exist between me and other beings due to what I have put on the table. I am cleaning the table and I am cleaning my orientation, cleaning my intention. And again, I do the same practice that I have done many a time. And suddenly, there is a certain quiet within me. And suddenly, there is a certain blooming in my heart, a certain blossoming, a certain rapture, ecstasy, if you will, that arises. Now, it is a natural reward, not reward as such, it is the outcome of the process you have gone through. There has been a significant congestion within you, energy locked away, not available to you, to your activities, to your existence, to your very being. Now this knot is severed, okay? This energy is released. And it will begin a certain dance of joy, flooding you with the potential that has been locked since a time and an origin that you know not. And that's a fantastic experience. It is there to illustrate for us what all the potentials are within our being when they are unlocked. They are not something of another source. They are all entangled, constrained in different congestions in our very being. And through purity and through attention by different means of practice, even without the different methodical practices, it will happen. There will be a release, there will be an opening, and there will be a certain joy, a certain thrill, a certain surge of pleasantness and peace associated. Now, these are wonderful outcomes, yet at the same time, they are not something that we would want to. Here is this energy that is flowing and spinning and waving and a very delightful experience. So let me now try to capture the energy that it has just freed from its prison. I will try to capture it and regenerate it through mechanical means for my own pleasure. Then you are back to the beginning. You have experienced something and you have turned, you have taken the opportunity to plunder again for yourself, for your own delight, for your own pleasure, something that was just liberated. Do not fall into that trap. Do not chase and try to replicate the rewards that you gain from the phases of liberation that you undergo. They are always there. They will be for you. They will evolve. They will transform. Do not attach to a particular state of being or a feeling associated with it. Do your practice. Engage in your purification simply for its own sake, because it is the right thing to do. It is the good thing to do. It is the proper thing to do that we are convinced is beneficial for us and for everyone else. And whatever pleasures that may follow, they are simply its positive side effects. Again, whatever pains that may follow, through a process of purification and clearing, there is certainly no small amount of unease that follows. Likewise, yeah, that is also a part of the process. That is a part of the clearing process, the process of freeing attachments, the process of cleaning your house to make it fit as a shrine, as a temple of the whatever that is that one might seek to connect to. We are clearing house. Sometimes there is pain, sometimes there is pleasure. We are cleaning the house. That is all there is to it. And through that process, spontaneously, a spectrum of outcomes will be supporting you, will be delighting you on your path. Okay? In here, if we want to, there has been a particular joyful, welcome experience. If we want to establish it, if we want to hold on to it, do not hold on to it, but there are things that you can do to affirm it, to stabilize it. Now, number one is simply the awareness, unattached awareness, reflection, contemplation, and absorption, as we have discussed in the body scanning introspective reflection process method, that will help you remember. It will not help you ensure that this will always be there, because it is not up to your assertion, but it will help you retain and recollect that is there. And on top of that, an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude with some gravity. We call it gratitude, a new word came into being, all right? Serious gratitude for the good things that come to me when I am doing the good thing. And they come to me without my craving for it, without my, importantly, without my making any of this conditional to particular rewards. Do not make it conditional. Maintain your selfless stance. Maintain the purity of your intention. In here, this purity leads to what? Purity leads to clarity. and clarity in your perception leads to actuality. The perception of things as they are in their own nature. There is a veil blurring our vision, distorting our perception. What is that veil? It is the veil of our foul intention. It is the projection coming from our twisted selfish desire born of separation and self-accentuation. This distortion in your orientation and in your perception puts a veil of illusion over all of existence. You yourself are responsible for all of your veiling, and you yourself are able, and the only one able, to make the decision to purify your intention and through that reach the clarity born of purity. And through that clarity, you will witness the actuality of what is there, all things in their own natures. And through this unveiling, a series of liberations will follow. It is not very complicated as a thing to spell out. It is very complicated in letting go of the grievous attachment. And there is no uncertain burn in experiencing our attachments and in clearing them out and away. The difficult thing is making the choices and holding your stance in face of conditions that you might venture into based on your old conditioning, your subjective, distorted little self and its imperatives. Those are the challenges. That's the difficult part. Understanding what needs to happen is easy. Walking your talk, enacting consistently the imperative of purity, that is difficult. Okay? Now, in this purity, what are we creating? We have, through our cravings, through our unbalanced assertions, we have created a claustrophobic little closet that we call our sphere of reality, the little limited being that experiences very much pain and unease in this horrible existence which we have created. Existence is neutral. What you make of it is your call, your responsibility. You are the enjoyer and the sufferer of your frame of mind. Okay? So in this we are clearing the closet from its clutter, and we are breaking down the closet, opening wide open the doors, taking out all the screws and the nails, folding it open for wind to blow through freely in all directions. Okay? In that there is significant space, and all the substance within us, the accumulations of our lives, experience and insight, they can find their places and interrelate and harmonize and integrate in a manner that is natural, in accordance with their actual potentials, in accordance with their nature and inclination, each potential, each experience unto itself. They will self-organize when they have been given the freedom and the space to self-organize into what you might actually be. So there is space cleared by this clearing process. Just as we take an example in nature. Nature establishes a layout of plant life in appropriate locations with appropriate spacing, right? If plants are too closely clustered together, there will not be airflow, their roots will be rotting, every sort of pest will be drawn to them, they will be unhealthy, they will suffer, and ultimately they will wither and die away because they are too congested. Again, if they are too far apart, too separated, there is no mutual protection, there is no alliance between the plants of your inner world. True purity and appropriate space is given, and things have their breathing room, they have their relations, they can turn into a beautiful ecosystem within. Now again, space. In here we are human beings, as to why. This planet here, planet Earth, exists in exactly the right point in space, in a certain area we call the Goldilocks zone. Just the right distance from the sun to create conditions suitable for life. And in here, we have our neighbor planets, each in their orbits, and it's all rotating quite beautifully. Why? Because there has been an abundant amount of space given for all of this to settle exactly what it needs to. So space. Space we create by purity, by cleaning house. A clean house is spacious. Dirty house may have the same footprint, but it's cluttered and it's stressful. So we cultivate purity, we clear space, and things will by themselves establish in their right positions, in their right relations, into a proper system, ontology, of an inner reality, the microcosm. Microcosm built in the space of purity. And from that, any number of experiences will follow, even uncultivated, or by the slightest poke. Things will awaken because there is a healthy platform in which growth can happen. Okay? Now this purity and this unveiling and the revelation of what is simply as it should be, the interconnectedness of all of this and how it is beneficial for all living beings equally, let us call this divinity. All right? Divinity comes from, ultimately, from the Proto-Indo-European root words that has also come into Sanskrit. Deva comes from the Sanskrit root div, which means radiant, luminous. There are no gods other than those born of the luminosity arising from purity, the untainted clear radiance that flows through many prisms. Purity, as I mentioned, is the beginning. It is the beginning of our process. It is also the beginning at the dawn of time of every wonderful phenomena that we call divine, that we might aspire for. Without purity, it is all filthy and full of suffering, and also in time impotent. Okay, so purity and the pristinity of purity is the force that will establish your consciousness on a plane that is beyond your gods and goddesses, that is beyond every sort of fantastic particular phenomena, because purity in here is categorical, absolute, all-pervasive. We are the behind and the root and the substratum, the superstratum of all things through our purity, through the existence that is unveiled and revealed through the ultimation of purity. Okay? So in here, there is a general perspective on the importance, centrality, seminality, and also ultimate purpose of purity. That in itself should be reason enough to always keep it in mind. But there is more as to why. In here, any number of practitioners, they engage mechanically out of their desire in different practices. And through that process, they will uncover deeper spheres of their being. They will plunge in, they will break through somewhere into an underground that dwells and foments in our subconscious and in our unconscious mind, the unconscious sphere, full of every sort of phenomena, potential, that you really, really would not want to have in front of you in clear daylight for the average walker. Terrifying things, morbid, extremely stressful potentials, charges, congestions, every sort of horror show, apocalyptic, twisted presence is somewhere in there as something that has accumulated over time and time again. Right? And at some point, as we progress, the darkness, the underground, the realm of the shadows is creeping to the fore. For many of us, it may happen later in life. For some of us, receptive, keen to break through into an inner realm, it may happen sooner. Some people, on account of trauma, particularly challenging conditions, this will come to the fore. The veils between the conscious and the unconscious are shattered at a point, openings are established, and things begin to flood in. This is what we call shit hits the fan, right? In here, how will you deal with it? If you have established purity as your basis, you will be safe. You will have a certain Godspeed on your path. You will be protected by your pure intention and everything, every merit, every accomplishment that has arisen from your pure intention. These will be your assets and these will be your troops in overcoming the deep fundamental challenges of life, of our conditioning, that will in due course, sooner or later, come to the fore. Purity. In lack of this purity, it does not matter if you're an intellectual with an IQ of 202, if you are a master of energy that can accomplish any number of supernatural accomplishments. All of this is void in face of the day when all of you from the dark, from the totality of your sphere, comes and asserts itself before the little you that you are very proud of. In there, your abilities mean nothing. And you will find that these abilities, as you undergo challenges, they will be stripped one by one. There is no more mantra. There is no more effect from the breath. There is no more nothing. Everything is wiped. Everything you thought you had accomplished amounts to absolutely nothing. In here, all the mountains have been leveled. Every ocean has been dried. It's all flat. There is nothing in there except you, naked, as you are. And what do you have? You have your purity, the only thing remaining. That purity will protect you. Especially when we come to a point in our process where we are looking, having explored the realm of all of our being, when we undertake the process of integration, integration and reconciliation of every aspect of our being, then yes, indeed, what you have on the table is all connected with deep streams into what is under your table. And things will not integrate until their counterparts, until their shadows have been reconciled. And as such, the process of confrontation and challenge internal, it is unavoidable. And many a times have we seen the ivory tower intellectual, certain that all things will be conquered by the might of understanding and reason, or the master of every type of magic, how they are baffled, how they are thrown into a boiling pit, suffering, agonizing, grinding their teeth, biting their tongue, trying to keep their shit together and failing. Because why? Because they lack the guardianship of purity. Purity has not been the core, the pinnacle, and the foundation of the process that they have undergone. And at that point, eventually you will be forced to backtrack when you are overwhelmed and try to chase, how do I cleanse all of this up? Well, it is a wee bit late there, okay? Can be done, but it is extremely challenging and quite torturous. So it is better to have purity of intent and purity of the entire being leading the path, taking us to the other side, rather than pushing through with an impure intention and then trying to figure out when what to do when you've gone as backwards up a tree. Okay? So, in here, this purity, it is our force, it is our guardian, it is an umbrella over us, shielding our path. It is the concentrated point of pure luminosity in the core of our beings that radiates in all directions, purification, and it is also our foundation. It is the luminous plateau that we journey forward on. Okay? And in here, the purity is not something that you demonstrate to others. The purity is not something that you advertise. Purity is there, internal to you, and you will never assert, "Oh, I am so pure, I am holy one, I have become saintly." No, there is always something that is not pristine in here. A helmet, we have a white helmet. Okay? Purity is like this. You're on the work side. Every sort of object, every sort of impact, every sort of dust and pollution will be landing on you. Okay? The helmet of purity keeps you in the clear. And on the outside, yes, you will have the blemishes of life. Right? And by all means, do not polish the outside to make yourself shine as the pure one in the eyes of others. But ensure that you have carefully scrubbed the inside. Here. That is what matters. The inside that need not be expressed on the outside. And indeed, safer we are when people do not think too much of us. "Oh, he is the pure one, and why do you do this? You are the pure one," or whatever. "No, I am some sort of a bag of bottom bones. I'm defective human being trying to do what I can in life. And sometimes shit happens. Sometimes it looks like I'm in the mud." Yeah, good. That is indeed the fact of the matters, and that is the interface, the suit that I wear for life. My homework, my imperative, is ensuring that within here, my intentions are Christian, unto myself. Self-integrity, nothing else. So in here, purity is the saving grace, in a manner of speaking. Okay? We look at what another keyword we have rarely mentioned, the God. Okay? Is God my protector? Well, yeah, actually, no. That is conditional. Right? In here, what? "Yet, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For with me is the Lord, my shepherd." Yeah, well, what is there? What you have in there? Is your purity in that valley of the shadows of death. And through that purity, you are the reflector of the entire collective and the entire unity of existence. And through that, through what you have made possible, all of existence guards you and provides for you. It is not that "give me this day my daily bread or otherwise I will not cooperate." Well, just give me my bread or don't give me my bread. If you don't give me my bread, I'll fast and I will not be cranky about it. "Lead me not into temptation." Well, by all means, put it all on the table. Test me. The universe, not the patriarch on the throne, but the matrix and the cycles of existence itself. The totality testing each of its individual aspects. Yeah, do test me. Okay, in the prayer, I am not mocking it. It is for a level, but leveling up from there, Let us be challenged and let us ask for nothing. Establish that purity, establish that grounding, and through that, proceed safely to the destination which is simply the establishment of the seed of purity that we planted in the very beginning. Through this purity that we carry and that we cultivate, all obstacles will be handled. Every challenge that is a true challenge, as in a challenge, existential, internal, etc., all of that, through the force of purity and everything that follows, the clarity, the actuality, the luminosity, the various types of obstacles, they will evaporate, they will dissolve, they will burn, they will shatter, they will be deconstructed, atomized. And in there, importantly, there is a rhyme and reason to this. They will be transmuted. They will transform. All of your shadows will turn into your assets. Each and every challenge that you undergo, that you break through with the sincerity and purity within you that you hold closest and dearest of all, every enemy is turned into a friend. Every failure is turned into a fantastic outcome, etc. All of existence is transmuted through the process of purification and transformed into the new world, the heaven on earth, as some would call it. It is not a different fourth dimension descending here. That heaven on earth and the God that is present within us and the divinity that pervades the flux of all phenomena, the whatever, Holy Spirit, etc. There's a whole bucket full of these words in a meaningful manner now. All of that is established here and now through your purity, clarity, luminosity. You are the facilitator of all of this becoming possible. Nothing else, no one else. Nothing from out there, up there. No worries with the down there and in here, in all directions. It is all up to what you make of it through your orientation and intention and every action, word and thought that follows. So, purity is important. Hold on to it. Keep it as your root. Guard it. Water it. Make it your trunk. Make it your branches, every leaf on you, every flower and every fruit is born of purity. And in here you have a tree of life that is a blessing to all of existence. Okay? On that contemplation, we conclude for today.